everyone. Good Monday to you. This is Shauna Thompson, your host of Mormon Channel Daily. So glad to be with you today. I've been having some thoughts about teaching, and I just wanted to share them with you. Our whole theme today is about teaching, and so I want you to just consider taking the time this week to just think about grabbing your kids and taking just a teaching moment. President Henry B. Eyring says this about that. He talks about how we just got to take the time to gather our children and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is what I like that he says, for every hour of power of the doctrine in which we introduce into our child's lives, there's hundreds of hours of messages and images and just garbage, you know, that wants to take them away. So take those moments this week, even if it's just one, a good, solid gospel teaching moment with your child and teach them a little more about our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, I have Brooke here today, Brooke Harris. Hi, Brooke.
Hello.
How are you? We were just talking about how we're done with hot weather. We're ready for boots. Yeah?
Yes.
It's boot weather now.
Can't wait to wear my new fall boots and get rid of the sandals.
Yes, yes, I know. So we're into October now and it's still warm, but we love it. What are we talking about today?
Well, because you're talking about teaching,
yes,
I thought it would be a great time to introduce our new guest on the Teaching No Greater Call program.
Oh, cool.
It's Elder Bednar. And he talks about the importance of teaching and learning in the gospel. So I want to share just a quick clip of him talking about teaching in the gospel.
Super, super. Let's hear it.
Yesterday I received an email. Yeah. It was a person who said, let me describe how the Mormon Channel helps me. Mm-hmm. It takes me about 45 minutes to drive to my work. I can set up a playlist and I can listen to talks or general conference or Ensign articles, whatever. I'm in the scriptures. And this individual said, I read the scriptures because I know I'm supposed to, but I don't focus as well doing that as when I'm listening. Mm. Now, mm-hmm. that's not an excuse not to read them.
Right.
He does both. But he was just so honest about, look, I struggle sometimes to do this. I do it because I know I'm supposed to, but I don't get out of it what I probably need to. But yet he's seen a combination of resources where he can both listen and read that works for him. So if people would just be forthright in expressing in their own families, with their eternal companions, with their children, you know, help me understand how you do this because you seem to get something out of this that I'm not getting.
So maybe,
there's help.
Yeah, maybe even as ourselves, if we ourselves are having difficulty reading the scriptures every day, we need to ask ourselves, why am I not doing it? What kind of help do I need?
As a preparation to ask Heavenly Father for the help.
Right.
See,
we
tend to want to say, well, the church needs to do something. No. If the desire of your heart is to feast upon the words of Christ, then let Him help you by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Okay, I'm really glad that he brought that up because I am in the car so much. I'm listening to my scriptures a lot of the time, but I do take the time to read, too. I know that's important, too.
I really like that Elder Bednar brought this example up because you just have to find what works for you. And there's not a set way to study your scriptures. You can do whatever works best for you.
Whatever works for you.
And Elder Bednar also says in the episode, it's important for a learner to take responsibility upon themselves to learn the scriptures.
Sure. Do you have any teachers at all in your life that stick out in your mind that you really, really respected and loved?
I just look back at my young woman teachers and leaders, and these teachers put so much time into us, and they cared so much. And you don't really realize how much effort they put into it.
Yeah, I know.
Until growing up, looking back.
Yes.
They cared so much, and they did so much for us. And they.
Well, I agree with you, and I had a... I just remember I had an elementary school teacher. It was my sixth grade elementary school teacher. His name was Mr. Paulson. And he was so kind. And I remember years later, I was actually watching Oprah Winfrey and they were talking about teachers and they had people on that were meeting with their old teachers and reuniting and all of that. And I thought, I'm going to write a letter to my teacher. And I found his address. My dad knew him because my dad was an elementary school teacher too. And so he knew him and he was able to hook me up with an address. So I just wrote this guy a letter and just told him how much I loved him and what an impact he made because he was so, he was really gentle and very patient with us, never raised his voice. He always laughed at our jokes and he wasn't trying to be young. He just kind of had a young spirit and was just lovely to us. And I learned more in my sixth grade class than I remember in all of elementary school. And I had some great teachers and he wrote me back. I couldn't believe he wrote me back. And he was like, I remember you.
And I know exactly who you are. And he started talking about details of my family, so I knew. And so for that second, I just kind of felt like a sixth grader again, like, oh my gosh, the celebrity is writing to me. And he just told me how much my letter meant, because teaching can be thankless sometimes. And just to have someone still remember him meant a lot to him. And he died a few years later. And I was just so glad that I took the time to say thank you to him, because he had a huge impact on my life. So there's just such power in a good teacher, don't you think?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I think all of our listeners need to go out and thank their teachers in their lives, because it means so much. How often do you take the time to thank someone for preparing the lesson?
I agree. I know. Well, I have this really cute story. President Monson, he was talking about how when he was a kid, he was in a really naughty Sunday school class. I mean, the girls and boys were cutting edge. We're on the edge, you know. And so he said one Sunday morning that there was this really beautiful, beautiful lady who came in with the superintendent of this Sunday school, I guess. And she took this opportunity to teach. And he even gave her name. Her name was Lucy Gertch, I guess. And he said she was beautiful. She was soft-spoken. And he said that she actually just kind of took an interest in them. And she asked them to talk about them. She really embraced them. And so they were going to have a party. And so they were saving up their money. And all the boys could think about was pie and cake and ice cream. And, oh, it's going to be so great. And then they, you know, as they got into autumn, they found out that one of their classmates, I think it was a mother or something, had passed away. And so the teacher approached them and said, how about if we take all that money that we earned for our party and give it to this family? And he said there was just a resounding yes among these kids, and they were so happy. And they, not only were they happy to give, but they felt so bonded to their teacher that she had suggested this, and that they could do something of service to take care of one of their own. And he just said that her influence was contagious, that they absolutely loved her. And so I just, you know, when I read that, I thought, what an incredible homage to pay to someone, you know, for teaching them some really beautiful gospel principles. If any of you out there have any comments and you want to talk about your teachers, or you want to even give a shout out to some great teacher that you've had, you know, you can contact us. You can email us at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org for your comments, or you can go to our Facebook page and just let us know how you feel about your teachers. And if you have some ideas or some thoughts on some kind of episode we can do on teaching, please, by all means, let us know. Well, before we end, we're going to take off with our song of the day. This is Beverly Hansen and Lisa Ridding. And they are playing "I Know That My Redeemer Lives." Enjoy. Have a great day.